And this morning, we're going to have an interesting conversation, I believe, with Richard Bell. He has been practicing law in New York for more than 30 years, but he has a lot of experience as far as elections are concerned. He has served with the DNC National Lawyers Council, the Minority Voting Rights Committee. He has also been a poll monitor for both the Obama campaign and the Clinton campaign. So some questions for him surrounding voting issues right now, and we're dealing with some of those. Good morning, Richard. Good to have you on.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
So, you know, right now we're all talking post office. You know, can the post office get the job done, the dates, you know, that we have to get our mail-in ballots by and things like that? Talk about that. What's your take on that whole the whole process of that?
Okay, so we're talking post office because there's more people than ever in the country eligible to vote by mail. Now, that's one alternative, of course. And if you vote by mail, you know, the number one thing you should know in voting in general are three rules. Early, early, early. You got to have a plan this year. So whether you're in Georgia or you're in any other state, you need to go to this nonpartisan website called vote.org because it tells you all the deadlines and all the procedures so you know. And if you're going to vote by mail, yes, right now there's a controversy over the post office, but there's no controversy if you do things very early because you'll get things in on time. And if you choose to vote in person, go to early voting.
You know, that's a good point. It's preparation, especially right now. I know many people say, oh, I got to vote. I have to vote. You know, what do I do? Last minute they miss the deadlines. And so, you know, that's going to be an issue. And so you're absolutely right. You got to plan ahead. Some of the things, I know that there is this voter fraud sometimes that happens and it is intentional. But what are some of the things that, you know, will maybe cause a ballot to be thrown out? What are some of the issues around that?
Okay, the first thing, I wrote a book called Voting, the Ultimate Act of Resistance. It's about my experiences in voter suppression. So the one thing I do have to get out there is that voter fraud is essentially a myth because all the studies unanimously show that it virtually doesn't exist. For instance, in vote by mail, the study shows, this is the Conservative Heritage Foundation, 250 million votes by mail, 143 cases of fraud. That means that every 7 years, each state had one case. And the same thing with in-person voter impersonation, a billion votes, 31 cases. So we really need to throw out that voter fraud as a myth. It's not a fair analysis of the facts. But what people need to know is that you don't get involved in voter suppression if you do everything early. For instance, when you go to early voting, it's over. You've cast it. It's done. If you do the vote by mail, the most important thing, if you don't want to mail it and you have access, you can go to your regular county board of registrar and hand deliver it. So these are the things you have to do, because right now there's a lot of misinformation out there, and just make it real simple. Start it early, do it early, it's done, and you don't have to worry about being a victim of voter suppression.
I guess I didn't realize that you, I'm an in-person guy. You know, I like to go down there and go
sure.
through the whole process, you know, and I usually do the early voting. I guess I didn't realize that you can actually take your ballot to the Board of Registrars and hand it in, and then that removes all doubt of the post office being able to get it there on time, you know?
Absolutely. I really encourage that. If you have transportation or a friend that can take you there, it's a great way of doing it because you've now done it by an absentee ballot, but you have hand-delivered it. You don't have to worry about anybody bringing it in, the post office issues, none of that. It's all out the window.
We've had issues here in Georgia, and I'm sure other places too, where they will have to, you know, clean people off the voter rolls. Some cases they're deceased, they moved out of state, they moved away, and things like that. But then in doing so, we hear that there are, you know, trying to disenfranchise voters, but it's hard to disenfranchise someone if you know they've passed away and can't vote anymore. Why does that always happen in that case? Now, I'm not sure, I'm not saying some of those aren't legitimate maybe, but you know, what are your thoughts on that? Is that a political tactic or is that real?
Well, there's a lot of court cases that say it's a political tactic because what happens is it's called cross-check. And what happens is they go through a database and they knock off literally thousands and thousands of people with similar names that are registered in different states. So that's an awful way of doing it. Yeah. In terms of deceased voters, you know, most states, I can't speak for Georgia. I know you guys have had a lot of court cases and a lot of challenges, but I can speak generally that it's a very good job done of checking who's deceased, who's moved. I mean, we do live in a technological age, and it's not that hard for the registrars of elections to get that right.
Yeah, we also had a change in our voting machines this year, too, where we just had it in the primaries. It's mostly debuted then, where you cast your ballot on the electronic machine, and then you get a paper ballot that you then you out of a printer that you scan through or you hand to the poll worker on the ballot. So it's actually a paper ballot. Do you think that is more secure than just strictly doing it electronically?
Okay, I have been saying for decades, what is wrong with just voting by a paper ballot?
Yeah.
Well, what is so complicated about it? You fill it out right there. It's sealed. It goes in a box. The people from each party who are the observers see it went in a box. And when it gets counted, everybody sees what it is. I don't understand, other than, you know, these people that make the election machines getting a lot of money, why we can't do that, other than the fact maybe it takes a little longer to count. But who cares? We need to get it right.
Right. Do you think you feel confident we're in pretty good shape for this election coming up in November?
Yeah, the one thing I would say unequivocally, I have complete faith in the election system, despite all that's going on right now and all the information or misinformation. But everybody has a role here. You know, the states, the federal government, and your audience, the voters, most of all. Because if they have a plan and they do it early, they will not have a problem, and the integrity of the election will be unquestionable.
Good. I'm so glad to hear you say that. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today. And, you know, thanks for keeping a check on some of these things. So I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Voting, the ultimate act of resistance. It's on Amazon.